bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break? Yeah, niggas be brown-nosing these hoes and shit. Taking bitches out to eat and spending money on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? I treat a bitch like 7-Up. I never have, I never will. I tell a bitch like this, bitch, you without me is like Harold Melvin without the Blue Note. She'll never go platinum. Hey, Daz, give me a light, nigga.
Look at going for too skinny. Yeah. Right, keep that applause going for your next comedian coming to the stage, the very funny Ian Ellis.
Too skinny. That was great. That's the age of alternative facts for you. Too skinny. That's the most misleading name since Big Dick Dilbert.
Facts.
He's coming up next. Get excited. Tonight started off like very attractive. Been downhill to me. Next is a dude with a tiny dick. Doesn't care, he'll tell anybody. You want fries with that? Yes, and my dick is small. Sir, you haven't been killing people on Facebook, have you? First girl was like, oh, the 1 month anniversary, what the fuck? I was like, you have a cross tattooed on your wrist. That's what happens when you have Jesus pussy. There's no fooling around in friends. It's,
I want to be with you for the rest of my life. I love you so much.
Our anniversary. Yeah, anniversaries before you had the pussy. What the fuck? I assume. She didn't look like a Now I dig myself into corners. I'm like a reformed supervillain. Like I'm a terrible person, but I'm trying to not. Jack Baker, round of applause. How many people know Jack Baker? Good, because he was about to be next, and if it was nobody, that shit would be super awkward. It's like, I've been here for 3 years, none of you motherfuckers! Very important to us, we love him. And he has a roast coming up.
Oh yeah.
That's right, I won't be on the dais, but I don't know who else is on there. So I'm just thinking terrible things about everybody. I got just in case jokes. I wish a motherfucker would show up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Facts. Roasts are weird. Like, I don't know. It's usually like five really funny comedians and then like five fuckboys that suck their dick all the time. Like, I just started being a funny comedian, so I don't have enough clout to bring a fuckboy with me. Me facing off a bunch of men and their minions. Super weird. Like, there was a comic that was locally accused of being sexually abusive. Sexual abuse allegations. I don't know how to word this properly. He said he got real rapey. Point that he can't go up at shows. And I was like, a rapey comedian, that's all of them. Big fucking bunch of creeps. This side of To Catch a Predator. His move was like, I'm a licensed massage therapist.
Leap face on out of
fucking hilarious. Fuck that guy. creep. That's fucking why I liked him. You gotta give people, you know, like, hope that they grow. Jack Bagger's great because, like, I love it when he suffers. He's such a funny dude, but he's not motivated unless he's suffering. So I wish terrible things upon him. Got some great wedding jokes. I can't wait for the fucking divorce. Rooting for this marriage to go wrong. I show up with extra weed and pussy I could throw at him. How strong is your will? How long have you been sober? Drink this. Me and my wife, we were talking about baby names. My cousin just had a baby. And I was like, it'd be dope if they had twins, because then you can name them like Romulus and Steve. She's like, quit thinking of babies like cats. It's not cat names.
I like that.
Anyway, I'm going to close on this. I'm all super pissed off today because a fucking retarded kid called off at work.
That's what I'm
like, you guys
about.
Are supposed to be better than us. You're the noble savages. Quit ruining the way I look at retarded people. Right. I used to work with retarded kids of, well, not kids, retarded people of all ages, and they wanted to fuck like you wouldn't believe. That shit destroyed me. I didn't know they were sexual beings. Some were so bad they had to sew their pockets together. Goddamn. You're supposed to be special. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I'll have a good night.
Keep it going for Ian Ellis. Your next comedian coming to the stage doesn't really need an introduction because you already know all about his penis. Give it up for Big Dick Dilbert himself, yeah! Michael McKay! Yeah!
Bro. Thanks, Ian, for doing my set for me.
I'm serious, dude. What y'all think about this? Hey, baby. Hey, baby, get some bubblegum in this motherfucker, too. Alright, baby, get some bubblegum. Study long,
study wrong. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking indica, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indica, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the NLS podcast, and let me introduce Marcus Galley.
Sorry, I was falling in.
Sunday, come out to... Base camp!
Show up or we will fucking kill you!
And your mother!
Come out this Sunday, second Sunday. If you're not here, you're out of comedy.
Sunday.
Ian Ellis, his ego is out of control. Come out or I will destroy you.
Bill Sunday. The bartender's the best at the Comedy Shrine.
I always tip him at least $5. And he's so handsome, too. Yeah, with his glasses. You guys look alike.
Those glasses!
Hey,
not that kind of way. I just do monster trucks and comedy. Sunday. Come to
base camp.
Monster truck guy should not smoke before he does. I forgot what I was doing.
Oxygen. Give me some oxygen.
Shit, fuck that.
Monster trucks optional. Sunday. Comedy.
Sunday.
You want to improvise an ad for the second Sunday show?
Hey, yo, Doug. This is yo, DMX. I'm gonna be at base camp. Won't you motherfuckers come over there and check out?
Arf! Sunday.
Where my dogs
at?
Facts. That's what I'm talking about.
That just happened.
Katie, hit me with the adverb real quick.
Whoop.
An adverb?
For
it's been a minute since I've been in school, bro.
She said that. No, she put her little
goddamn women. Fucking up all the goddamn bits.
I'm on break right now.
I don't know what adverb is anymore.
I don't got time to think. I'm on break.
I'm trying to potty train.
Hey, yo. Sunday.
Check out the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast. This episode with me and Leroy called Snitching. That shit's only got like 50 views. The last 20 minutes is some of the best comedy I've ever heard in my entire life.
Sam from Pops. Bang, 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 bang.
E and J. This episode is called E and J and 50? Juice.
And everybody else got... Man,
all the other episodes got like 160, 350.
Hey, that's not
but
right.
But Snitching only has like 60 listens. Go listen to Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast. That shit is dope. Shout out to Troy. Shout out to Mike Jacks. Just had a baby. Yeah. Blessings. Yeah. Mike Jacks had his baby yesterday.
All day, man. Congratulations,
baby. We love you, Jacks.
Hey, happy birthday, Tiana. My daughter had a birthday.
Yeah.
On the
happy Cinco de Mayo. Anybody else got any shit they want to shout out? You got a grandma, Nana. Mother's Day's coming up.
I love you.
Hey, tag your mom in my podcast. I subscribe everybody.
Mom's dead. She's been gone for 10 years.
He said to tell her.
This shit is depressing. All right.
No, tell mom.
Sunday.
Come down to base camp for comedy at 6:30. Don't forget to sign up early because spots will go fast. Sunday.
Base camp. Come to base camp. Motherfucking do sign up because the next show after that is a paid gig. And bring your mom. I can drink some E&J. I holler at her. You know, I like to make old ladies feel special. You know, it's one of the blessings of love.
All right.
Holla.
We're gonna let that motherfucking shit play right there.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're cutting in real quick. Alright, so this has been an interesting week. And so you heard
for both of us.
Well, you can't talk about all your shit, but.
Yeah, true that though.
And I don't want to talk about my shit. we all have
Sambo,
secrets.
Boom, right.
Stay away. It's Illuminati.
Yeah. So YSF.
You heard Marcus promote the Second Sunday show. And then we were at the Comedy Shrine. It's an open mic, and then they have improv. And I'm always jealous of the improv. Like, they always have way more audience.
I got to hear this story. Okay.
I'm always like, let me break in there. Like, that shit looks super dope. And then... So they told me it's open improv. I didn't know I could go in there. So I went in there on this shit. And so what you're about to hear is me breaking in on improv. But it turns out it wasn't open improv. They were in the middle of a fucking game. And I just fucked their game up all kinds of ways. They were like they didn't know how to deal with me. And I kind of rolled with it. And you said that they said that I was okay afterwards.
Hey, on side note, they were like, yo, that guy was hilarious. And they were like, he's a comedian. He's here like almost every week. And like because I was about to go up next, and like the guy who ran it, and what's his name, like Billy and them at the bar, was like, yo, he'll tell you if you're good or not. Like, he got some clout, and he was like, yeah, he's funny. I want to talk to him. I was like, man, Ian must have went up there and killed it.
See, I don't give a fuck about their world, but like, one of my rules with comedy is
so
like,
goddamn disrespectful.
he just super crip
on life.
What's happening? Cobra Commander.
Alive.
Smoke weed every day.
Captain Commander in Chief, Nick.
But with comedy, with conversations, with improv, it's like, I always try to leave room for other people to be funny. So, like, I would shoot my little shit out, but then I would back off, because I'm like, I don't want to fuck shit up. I didn't know what was going on, but I just thought, like, as a rule, try and reference other people. So I went up there as Billy Billison, which is one of my persona non gratas, who comes around once in a while. He's everything I hate about comedy.
Good to know.
But Billy Billison, he's dope because a year ago, me and With Apologies, we were going to start our own show where we were going to be all fake personas on a weekly show. We weren't going to tell anybody. We were just going to see if we could pull it off. And I was going to be Billy Billison, the closeted gay Christian dude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then we were going to have Lane was going to be like the YouTuber.
Hey!
and then Chris was going to be the SJW, and I think we had Nick in there for like the unambitious, terrible guest, and we were just going to do it and promote it, because we always talk about like, look at all this hacky shit they're doing, like if we did that, we could be huge, but we don't sink that low, but we were going to sink that low for a troll, like to fuck around with some shit, and we never got around to doing it.
It sounds funny.
But now Jim Norton is doing Chip Chipperson, which is one of his personas as a podcast. And so my goal at this point is to call in to Chip Chipperson as Billy Billison. So if y'all can hit me up with some phone numbers, I'm trying to make this motherfucking shit happen. It's Chris Chalk's favorite shit. By the way, Chris Chalk, they recently released from the vault the episode of me on the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast.
Where
Chris calls in and shit motherfucking goes down. And shout out to Lane. So
yeah,
if you're with Apologies fan, go check out the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast.
They raw. They raw.
You got anything else you want to sign off on? Like, what kind of shit? What do you think of improv?
I was just going to say that. Like, my thing with improv, honestly, I like it. I've been so intrigued on it. Like, I took a little class in college. You know, I was really good at it. Like, Joe,
that's just fun than motherfucker.
It is. It's super fun. And they say you did a
when
really
you're funny.
Good job. Hey, I don't. Well, you just gotta be quick on your toes. You just gotta leave your body. Like, all right, it's.
But you can do that shit. Like, I almost want to say it's a race thing, where it's like when you see those white people up there trying to act like they free.
What are these silly little white people doing? Acting like you're free. Remember our conversation last week?
I walked
like
up there.
You're white, bro.
The first white dude. He was like, "Hi, I'm so and so," and I was like, "Oh, gay white dude. All right, that's original."
Yeah.
Keep going. All right. Who else do we got? And dude, they had a Mexican there, and I was like, "Hey, let's get these chairs and build a wall around this motherfucker." They weren't slick enough to catch up with me. They didn't know what I was talking about.
But whoever puts on the show, he paid attention, and I felt like he has clout. He knows what he's doing, man. He's like, oh, that guy was hilarious. They all dick riding him, like, oh my god, wasn't that guy hilarious? He's a comedian.
He was a comedian.
I was like, yo, that shit rough.
Ian Ellis.
I was about to go up there. I was like, man, fucking, I'm about to eat it. But then they were like, 25 people on stage. Sometimes it get weird when everybody want to act gay, and I don't want to act gay. But anyways, I like improv. All right,
let me say this real quick. First of all, listen to my album. I hope they buy this. Man. It's like two episodes back.
Yep.
Chris
but still,
Rock,
it don't get old. It's a classic.
Chris Rock says some shit that had me fucked up in the game. All right, he was talking about...
What'd he say, bro?
He was talking about Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, right? What'd he say about it?
Big Kendrick right now, but damn, he's the number one dude they talking about. Big Kendrick.
Kenny, right? Kung Fu Kenny, right?
Kung Fu Kenny. Okay. Chi-Town official. He's an unofficial brother.
Yeah,
you know?
all day.
He's Chi-Town. We love him.
Yeah, yeah.
So Chris Rock was like, you know, he's got like four mainstream albums, three of them are classics, and he's got a grip of mixtapes. He's in the conversation for greatest rapper, but he's just now getting there. It's not a given.
Yeah.
That he's the greatest rapper of all time. He's done enough to enter the conversation.
You know what? And side note, we've been talking about Kung Fu Kenny for about 3 weeks right now. I don't say too much on him. Like, I listen to the album. I don't think it's a classic. Like you said earlier, it has to grow on you. Like, a classic just is not born overnight. It takes time to build a classic. Jordan can't just release a brand new shoe then 2 days later release the same goddamn shoe. It's not a classic.
I still listen to Tupac. I don't know if I can say that about everybody. Like, his
Biggie all day.
He still touches.
Bad Boy all day, bro.
But it had me twisted where it's like, it's real easy to get high on your own supply in comedy. And you start like riding your own dick and feeling like you're somebody. And, you know, it's easy to be like, I feel like I'm funnier than these people on TV.
Right.
And I was like, I just did 40 minutes, so I'm comfortable at maybe 30. I'm comfortable at 30 minutes of I can do Kill Bill shit. For me to feel like I'm dope, it's like I'm not even entering the conversation yet.
Yeah.
Like, to compare myself to Kendrick, it's like I'm not even at Kendrick status yet. So I need to calm it down and humble that shit up. Because it's like, you ain't done the first classic hour. But you're talking like you got three of them.
but bro, honestly, I hear where you're coming from, but I say fuck that shit. Fuck that noise, fuck that smoke.
At the same time, I love villains. I love 50 Cent. I love people who are like, yo, I'm dope as motherfucking shit. And by the way, I'll pull your skirt up, motherfucker.
Yep.
Say something.
And you do. That's one thing about Ian. Like, most white people do. Like, low-key, you just don't know. But yeah, I say, yeah, fuck all that shit, man. I say, man, you are one of the classics, so you gonna think like that, I'm better than them. You have to.
But that's all right, so that's part of like the internal struggle is like the part of me that was like, I love people who are like, yo, I'm reckless, I'm Eminem, like, fuck you, challenge me, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me
but
too.
At the same time, it's like, there's it's wisdom fight. And humbleness, like,
yeah.
Calm it down,
yeah.
You haven't proved shit yet,
but
you're in the runnings, but
okay.
You ain't even featuring out here yet, so
okay.
How about you shut the fuck up,
hey, bro.
And holler at me when you got some zeros.
Alright, one thing that I learned
But I will murk Kevin Hart.
Yeah, all day, me too, I can't, you know what, not this episode, we're gonna save it for another episode called... Bitches. No, I'm just
called burning bridges and throwing our careers away.
Woo, I love it. Next week. Sunday. I'm sorry, shameless plug.
But you know what? One thing I love about gangster rappers is the gangster rappers that are so gangster they don't give a fuck about the rap game.
Huh?
And I'm kind of like, I'm doing my own thing, so it's like, I don't give a fuck about the comedy game. It is what it is. It's a bunch of bitches to me, so fuck it.
Well,
and I'll let you know when you impress me, and I do.
Yeah.
I'm very gracious when I like you.
Yeah. And that's true about you. I so support, like, even if you're not good, I try to encourage people that
everybody
are,
can grow.
Yeah. I always show people a little extra love
it.
When they're funny. But let me say this, like, piggyback off your other thing. Like, bro, I always compare it to sports. Like, you know, like, when I was running track and just playing football, like, I wanted to go against the best. They might have killed me. Like, they might have murdered me, but I probably had the best numbers of my life. Like,
don't come
track.
In this ring thinking you're fifth best.
Yeah.
Come in this ring thinking you can kill me.
Yep. But
that's how I'm coming. I'm swinging.
But remember, you're going to have the best fight, the best game of your life. Because you might lose horribly, but you ain't never reached that plateau.
It's all
life.
Love. It's sportsmanship.
Yep.
Where it's like, I'm glad, God, I always fuck up his name. Trice on Eskimo Brothers.
Okay.
Trice?
Yeah.
Me and him started real confrontational, but he murdered me with the joke Funeral. That was a bit he did where he started playing funeral music and eulogized my terrible jokes. He murdered me, but I love that shit. He my brother for that shit. There's no animosity. That's my motherfucker, because he killed me. I love that motherfucking dude.
Yeah.
God bless that dude.
Yeah.
He's a killer. I'm gonna make him do stand-up one day. I'm gonna twist his arm.
Oh yeah, he got to. He's hilarious. Like, honestly. And that's the thing. Those are the diamonds in the rough. I'm glad the universe, like, connects me with people or us with people like that, because it really brings out your creative side. And you see the raw potential out of somebody.
You see the difference between, like, funny and comedy funny. Because, like, Patrice would say, like, I was funny until I started comedy. And I always write into that, like, oh, it's how fucked up the game is. But I'm like, I hang out with real funny people, and I realize, like, oh, yeah, I used to be funny. And now I'm doing so much math in my head that all the flavor of a natural funny is, like, dripping out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm envious. Like, all the dudes on the Eskimo Brothers podcast, like, they're natural funny. I love that
they
shit.
Yeah, they are.
You should be rocking with Best Thing Since 85 South. It's Chi-Town.
Yeah.
From the Murder Woods. I'm such a terrible voice on there because I fuck up everything. I listen to it and I'm always like, shut the fuck up, because I hate me. Like, I don't hate me. Like, I rock with me, but, like, they'll have such a flow going. And I'm like, oh, white man, you're terrible. You're fucking up their great flow.
You know what? It'd be like that because you're white, bro. No, I'm just joking. Like,
but at the same time, I think it's kind of dope that they keep a true outsider in.
Yeah.
To just, like, my opinion is coming from left field to whatever the fuck they're doing. And I don't always hang with it, but I'm not, like, pretending to be down with it. I'm like, hey,
that's
I don't
true.
Know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
That's true.
Bro, where you going?
Oh, shit. I forgot where you
going. Don't worry. I'll let you know.
All right, let's wrap this up. Shout-outs. Holler at me on Twitter, @ Chicago Open Mic. Go holler at the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast Podcast. Leroy, find this motherfucker at...
And you find me everywhere. Nah, man.
Every day.
Me on Snapchat. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram.
And Leroy is. And why so funny?
Why so funny all day?
Shout out to KB. Kimberly Marion.
Hey, can I leave like
unpopular opinions?
Yeah, can I leave? Oh no, unpopular truth, bro. Can I leave on like on a final note? Like,
yeah.
Just some inspirational, like.
Let's bring it home. Let's give him a gem. Let's wrap it up.
You know what? Like, all right. Just, man, I don't know. I joined the prayer group today at work, man.
putting prayers on it.
Yeah, it was Make a Left right here. It was real cool. Like, it was a group of men, and we were praying. And we were praying for other people. It was the power of agape love, man. It really touched me, man. Said a lot of prayers. But I just want to say, like, final note. Like, our job here is just to learn from one another. So, like, you might not get it today. It might not make no sense to you. But, like, just understand everybody's place here to learn from. And, you know, use everybody's struggle and their positivity as inspiration to power your dreams and power your wants. And
here's some shit on prayer. And this is from, like, I'm a Buddha. But this is from an atheist point of view.
Okay. Right?
This is a shit called
Switch to Precision.
It's called the Baxter Effect. You can Google it. Find out who Baxter is.
Baxter. Right?
He was measuring the electrical responses of things. All right. Really? And he found out that every part of you is connected to the point that, like, he'd take the saliva of someone and send them on an adventure. And when they were getting static in line at the airport, the saliva would reflect that he was monitoring.
Facts?
States apart. States apart. Wow. Every part of it is connected. And he found it's not just people. It's animals. It's plants. Everything has a vibe.
Yeah,
all right?
What?
Now, he was looking at... one day, he was thinking about, like, I'm gonna fucking murder this plant. Got a response. It was scared. All right?
I do remember something like that. And when you sung to it, like, you know what I'm saying? They harmonized. Is this the same dude?
What he found out was... it was the same response when you're going to eat some food. All right, your food was tripping out. Oh, my God, they're going to eat me. Oh, my God, this motherfucker.
Even dead?
Bad vibes. Bad vibes. All right, so he said what he realized was if you prayed about it, if you said, thank you for your sacrifice. I welcome you to my body. I'm sorry you're not, like, your karma is done. May you find peace in the next life. Thank you for your sacrifice. I welcome you to my body. It chilled out and gave blessing vibes. Whoa. The food gave different vibes. So pray over your food.
Whoa.
This is from an atheist. Pray over your food because it sacrificed its life and it is still conscious. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Billy Bilson, I want to see you at Bible school, okay? Let me see you. And Sunday, you can come out to Base Camp,
Base
Second
Camp.
Sunday, the highest show in goddamn comedy. It's going to be myself,
Lord.
Ian Ellis, Jonah Gann, Johnny P, Lee Roth, motherfucking go fly in some goddamn headliners.
Let's go.
Alright, holla at me. NLStopHypeBeating.com. Go listen to that motherfucking album.
Yeah, man.
Bop, bop, bop.
It's fire.
Album.
Yeah. I got some great Shania Twain we can put on. Maybe that'll do the trick.
You know what's a good soundtrack? The Lion King. I've heard there are a lot of really good voice actors in The Lion King.
Yeah.
I tell you what you do with that guy. You make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, alright, Godfather guy. Yay! Yay! I want you to kill him. Anyway,
someone
else coming in.
That's fine. That's oh.
Oh, a random player.
Hello. Buzz. Hey, is this the Bible study?
Yes,
no.
It is.
BYOB, bring your own Bible. I'm here for this.
Awesome. Excellent.
You want to get one of these drinks?
As soon as we figure out who the hell you are. So.
Oh, Billy Billison. How you doing?
Let's hear it from Billy! Great! And I don't know who the hell you are.
House music. House music.
This is half of it right now.
I just gotta tell you, you would look great.
Nathan Lane?
No.
Close. Tootsie!
You can break me.
No, Tootsie.
I love those glasses. How's your prescription? He's always been hearing me say that famous line, you know the line, that I am your father. I'm sick of saying
it. Oh, yes. I know the actor well. Yes. So anyway.
I don't think he knows my work.
That's fine.
Well.
I guess he'd be glad.
In fact,
I dialed his eyes like you dialed
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
So,
I don't really care for him.
But I'm a great dancing guy. Damn, can't remember. It's a very good trick. Yes, that is how they made me breathe. Correct. I have 3 Academy Awards. I'll be fine without your recognition.
Guys, I've been trying to meet a nice lady. Do you have some advice for me on how to meet a nice filly in these here states?
Yeah, just get a few bucks, go across the hall. They're perfect.
Or you could just drop women all together and hang out with me.
Okay. You seem like a gentleman of leisure.
Yeah, that's right.
Why can't I have your fucking name?
I'm like,
your DJ's banging back there, man.
I know, I told DJ guy.
But you didn't like the house music, did you?
No,
you should ask him to play something else.
Maybe some Shania Twain.
What is some Shania Twain?
Yeah.
How about something that brings praise to the Lord baby Jesus Christ?
Shania Twain.
There you go.
That's right. Can we do something about
something about maybe Mel Gibson?
I don't believe he likes that.
I like the way he thinks about Jews.
What? Oh my God.
He's embarrassed. How much is
I can't think of his friend's name. Fuck him. Go with the other guys.
Does he have Alzheimer's?
What kind of music do you like? I got house music. I got reggaeton.
He's a Mexican.
Also,
they build the walls.
So you're so many places, right?
This is a wall.
Kind of sort of yeah. Yes. Okay.
Ring, ring!
Hello?
Hey, man, are you going to have any, like, Garth Brooks music at your party?
No.
Okay.
Hi. What's up? Hey. Garth Brooks, a little bit?
No. I don't have that in my repertoire, sorry.
Johnny, are you Taylor Swift? Is he not Taylor Swift, right? Ask him if he likes Taylor Swift.
If he likes Taylor Swift?
Ask him if he likes Taylor Swift.
You like Taylor Swift?
Her
new stuff, baby, but... I love
Taylor. Yeah. She is a Christian.
Ring, ring. Oh! Do you have any Tim McGraw music playing?
I don't listen to the radio, so no.
Okay, shoot. I'm not coming.
He is a patriot and an American. I think we need to do a disservice and figure out some Tim McGraw music. Do you have some Spanish to English?
I'm
good.
I'm Spanish. I don't think I'm Spanish. Ring, ring, hello? Look, I can't find my contacts and I need my dick sucked. What do I do?
Oh, I might know a guy.
Call Jeff? Yeah, is he there?
What?
Okay, I gotta go.
Did I hear a prayer request?
Don't worry, I need 2 things. I need fill out prescriptions and suck some dick. That's all.
So what is he?
What is he?
He's an ophthalmologist.
Yeah?
He's an ophthalmologist.
Yeah! Except for him.
I know.
No.
I got it. So you're only doing awesome.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
How about some Willie Nelson? I love Willie Nelson.
Did I get any Willie Nelson? No. No, I can't even get that right now.
I'm standing.
Gee, I wonder why.
Because you just do house music. You're distracted because you only do house music.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
Occasionally.
Sometimes.
You dance too?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like he has an aversion to something.
He doesn't like country music.
Yeah! I'm making this harder.
And this is that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Get over there.
Keep this from me all.
Hello?
His last name rhymes with bones.
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Have you ever sounded like in your name? You know, they almost named me Duke.
Are you
but
a fan of
Bones?
Are you a fan of Star Wars?
No, no.
it's
funny. He knows who I am, but he can't remember my name.
Oh, ring, ring.
Hello.
Ring, ring.
Hello, Taylor. If you shorten his first name, it would be Jimmy. See you later. Click.
Hello.
You are
going to
never, ever forget this name.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I psyched myself right into that hole.
Never.